YouTube, hi everybody, welcome to the Healing Mill. Glad we are back. How is everybody? Full of faith, full of love, full of hope, full of Jesus, full of the life and the light inside of your being? Perfect. Then you're alive. Alive in the kingdom. Go! Holy dooly. So, yes, we are here at the Healing Mill. Thank you, everybody. Oh, amazing worship just then. So amazing, so heart-wrenching, fills the heart with love, you know, because Jesus is love. The manifestation of love on the earth is Christ. Did you know that? It's the truth. The manifestation is Jesus. Who's God? Well, Jesus is revealed. God is revealed through Jesus. He is the manifestation of the I Am. The very presence of God comes through who? Christ, who broke the seals. And then Christ said, give them the glory. Or everything that I have, I want to share with my brothers and sisters. So everyone who is a brother and sister of Christ receives the same inheritance as Christ received, who walked perfectly on the earth and broke the seals, so we could all enter in to that heavenly reality, which is heaven on earth in this day that we live in. It's not some faraway place that we go to later in life. It's a living existence in the heavenly realm, in the spirit, now on earth, carrying the kingdom, carrying the spirit, walking in the spirit, growing in the things of the spirit, being discipled by the Holy Spirit, who is our helper and our teacher. And who's the protector? Christ is the protector. He's the protector from all, from the tempter, right? There's a tempter very well known in the earth, and people are tempted continuously. They lie, they deceive, they steal. And when you steal, you have to lie to cover your stealing. You know, when you're living in the things of Satan, you're always doing his characteristics. That's what's manifested in your life. So come out of the devil completely, be completely fortified in Christ the Savior, and you will manifest his characteristics, which is always truth, purpose, hope, joy, life, gentleness, peace, kindness, self-control, all the goodness of the Holy Spirit. There's no more deception. There's no more lies. And the more you're purified in that light, the more you see the darkness very blatantly in the earth, and you want to grow more in that love so you can permeate and pour yourself out upon that darkness, because love covers darkness. Love covers sin, right? It doesn't judge it, it covers it so it can come out of it, so it can be protected. So you want to grow in that, you want to grow in love, you want to grow in Christ, so then that way you come as a carrier of his glory and you cover the earth. You, like the waters cover the sea, right? He says in Habakkuk. In Habakkuk, I don't know the scripture off by heart. Don't judge me. That would not be very good. That would be for your detriment. It's not good to judge people, you know what I mean? It's not good for us to judge, especially walking as brothers and sisters. I mean, he says, my brothers and sisters, they're not just the ones that came through the natural realm. That's what Christ said. Jesus said about his brothers and sisters, James and the other brothers and sisters, that they are not his brothers and sisters, even though naturally they are, but they're not, because if they're not doing the will of his Father in heaven, so Christ knew his identity. He knew that he wasn't of this natural realm. He knew he was a spiritual being, born of the Father, born of God, and his kingdom is not of this realm. He never identified ever with the natural realm. You know, they would say, oh, yeah, but you're out of Nazareth and you're this and you're that. And he's like, no, I'm none of that and I'm definitely none of you. I am the Messiah, but I'm not religious. I'm Christ and I'm from heaven. Right? He knew who he was. And he always walked in that nature. And that's the nature you grow in as a son and a daughter of the living God. He's a living God. He's not dead. He's alive and he's living. And he's living inside of you, the living expression or the living manifestation, right? And it says in Luke 4:4 that you can't live without him. There is no life outside of him. He says you may eat bread or you may eat food, but that's not going to sustain you. It doesn't grow your spirit up, and the only thing that's eternal is your spirit. So if your spirit hasn't become one with the eternal spirit that goes on forever, the eternal kingdom, then you're living in a dead realm, a natural realm where the only thing that's important to you are the things in this natural earth. You know, until those things have been crucified in your life, there's no way that you can grow perfectly and maturely in the things of the spirit. The natural realm is no longer of relevance to you. You live in the natural realm, yes, but your Father is in heaven and that's who you're one with. So you're always doing the will of heaven, never doing the will of the natural realm. Everything in the natural realm is a prophetic statement to the spiritual realm when you're walking in the things of the spirit. And when you have that identity renewed in your mind, that renewed mind of Christ, then you know that the things that you're doing in this natural realm is nothing to do with this natural realm. The things that you're doing in this natural realm is always for the spiritual realm, right? Because that's the only thing that lives on forever. So it's you're growing your spirit. It's all about growing your spirit. And you can't, he says, without me, you can do nothing, right? I'm the vine and you guys are just the branches. And it's that total dependence on him. And you literally can't do everything. You can't be in all places at once. You have no control over the enemy. And what you have power over the enemy, and you can, and everything the enemy does, you bind the enemy, right? The enemy's been bound, but now it's up to you to yield to the living spirit, who is Christ and only Christ. It's the Lord. That's him. Without that yielding to his spirit, the Holy Spirit, you can do no works on this earth that are going to be eternal. Everything that you do is just dead and it will be natural and it never goes on and lives. There's no legacy in it. The only thing that lives on is spirit. Okay, so we need to get spiritual rather than natural so we can actually change some things in this realm, in this world that needs to be changed. So, and that only ever comes from your identity. So, you know, and that, why do you think identity is so attacked in this right now in this generation? Because this is the generation that breaks through and brings through the Spirit of God in an outpouring that covers the entire darkness of the earth. So this generation will walk in so much power and glory that everybody will be prophesying and will come to know the Lord as their Savior. Whether they know his name or not, it has nothing to do with it because it's not religious and he's humble and he doesn't care about that. What he cares about them is living. He's a living God and he only cares that these people are living. Right? He doesn't care how long it takes them to find out his name as long as they love and their heart is full of love, because then they stop murdering each other and they stop killing each other with their words and their thoughts and they actually want to love each other and live for love, right? So it's a growing up of the love inside of the Christian or inside of all of humanity now are prophesying. It says he will prophesy through a donkey. He'll prophesy, which means the Lord will speak through anybody who can hear or feel his spirit. So people who are in tune, have that discernment and have that sensitivity to the spirit will be used by him. And a lot of the time it's not the Christians and it's not the religious Christians, more importantly, because they're so caught up in their mind about how they're right about everything, right? Yeah, you've got the Savior, but your heart's been hardened and you're full of pride that the Lord doesn't use you, and he'll rather use a donkey or somebody else that doesn't even know his name just to humble you so you can get into alignment and actually realize that you're meant to be a servant and all and not above all. Yeah, you have the king, but he's a servant king. And he's come from below. He came and he infiltrated society. He infiltrated the human, came and made himself one. Like, Who does that? He came into time and space. He didn't have to do that. He's a humble God. He doesn't care about being right or being worshipped like he's some high and mighty God. It's worship because you love him because what he's done to your heart. You know, when your heart is so hard and hardened and full of envy and jealousy and murder and hatred and pride and that envy and that desire and that competition and that striving and you've got to have it all and that, you know, people pleasing and all those, you know, that sinful nature, when he comes in and he crucifies that and he puts himself inside of you by his spirit and he literally transforms you out of a sinful nature person into a humble, loving servant of a mighty king that you can't even see in the natural, then that's a miracle. That's the supernatural at work. And when that's happened to you, you worship that with everything you have because he's possessed your soul. And there's nothing else that you can fix your eyes on. Nothing else matters. It's always yes and amen, no matter what he wants from you, no matter what he asks you to do, it's always yes. And it's always amen because he's raptured your heart. It's a spiritual rapturing of your heart and your soul, and he's pulled you up into the cloud of glory. And now you see so clearly because of his glory and what it's done to you that you can't help but love humanity. And of course you want everybody to know the truth. Of course you want everyone to come and experience what you've experienced, but you can't do it. And that's where humility comes in, because it's a humbleness that takes you to love everyone perfectly like he loved us perfectly in all of our sinful nature. And then to allow his spirit to move in people at his timing when he feels like it, how he wants to do it. You can't control that. Until all of that control and that desire to manipulate people has been burnt out of you, you won't see any results in your walk with him. And it will be a frustration because you'll be doing all the right things in Christianity, but there's no fruit in your life. And the fruit is seeing his spirit fill people around you. Now, whether a religious person wants them to be all preaching Jesus, but somebody who understands the things of the spirit will just see their hearts being transformed, and there's nothing more beautiful than that. Because people will love each other and they'll stop hurting each other and the world will be a better place for it. And eventually, the morning star, right, like, our friend says, will rise, like Peter says in the Bible, will rise in their minds until the morning star rises from their hearts and it fills their mind, and their mind is what? Full of light, or full of Jesus. So that's a mind that's been renewed by the washing of the water of the word, by the spiritual renewing of their mind, and he will wash them by his spirit and they will come to know him as Lord. And what does it say in Revelation? That every knee will what? Bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is the Lord. And this isn't by some religious babble or being smashing a Bible over somebody's head with scriptures. This is by the Spirit of God, and he will reveal himself to people and they will come to know him as the Lord. And it's a work of the Spirit. You can never do it. You can't push and rob and steal to try to make your destiny happen any quicker than it has. The only way it happens is your agreement with him in the spirit. You agree with him and then you depend on him for your life. And you allow him to do it. And we never partner with anything that is outside of the spirit. Amen. So Luke 4:4 says, but Jesus answered him and it said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And what does that mean? So we'll read it in the Amplified, all right? That was the King James. Luke 4:4, he says, and Jesus replied to him, it's written, man shall not live and be sustained by on bread alone, but by every word and expression of God. Okay? By every word and expression of God. So what's that mean? I mean, you can't live just by the natural food or by the natural, I mean, that keeps you alive in a natural realm, but it's not living. You're still dead in the spirit, dead spirits. You need a living spirit that brings you alive and partners with the living God, and then What you do in this realm will live forever. But that partnering comes by the living expression himself, which is Christ, okay? And then it's the revelation of who he is, and he reveals himself through creation, it says in Romans. So his expression, the way he expresses himself, the way he reveals himself, the bread from heaven is the constant revelation that you receive from heaven, the Father, and the things of heaven are revealed to you, and how heaven works and how God's plans work in the world, and how he walks with you, and how your destiny unfolds, how he develops his character in you, how he transforms you out of a sinful nature to a Christ nature, how he renews your mind, how he brings you into different trials and tribulations so you can learn, so your character can be developed, so you can understand and gain knowledge and wisdom and understanding and your armor of light and your power, right, is magnified in these situations, and then you can see clearer and understand your enemy, which is all darkness, all sin. The power of sin is always trying to gain your attention, to gain your distraction, to pull you out of the revelation of the identity of who you are, right? And this is why there's always a target on identity. It's to keep you locked in this natural realm. Let's give them all these religions, traditions, and keep them in people pleasing and fear of man rather than fear of the Lord. And then they're always trapped and trying to please the outside realm, all right? But inside they know it's different, but just to keep it all happy out here, they do this stuff, you know? And it always blocks them. But the Lord broke that seal a long time ago, and his spirit's so powerful that it just bursts through all of that stuff. There's no stopping the spirit of God. You can't stop the plans of God. You can't hinder the work of God. You can't change the destiny of the earth. You can't change the destiny of Australia. It's all been written before we were all born, and the spirit just reveals it. And as you drink the spirit in high amounts, you get stronger in the spirit, and the revelation, which is the bread from heaven, comes down into your spirit, and you're like, bang, bam, bam, I know this and I know that. And you know it by revelation. You don't know it by trying to read it and get it and understand it and, you know, get it from a natural way. You will read this and the spirit will reveal to you the true meaning behind it. And this is how you will know them, because when that happens, the spiritual fruit develops in their life, right? There's no more of that sinful nature where they're stealing and killing and trying to rob each other. It's a Christ nature. It's always honest and kind and loving and sincere, you know, genuine. There's no more trying to be something that you're not. It's continuous being Christ inside of your flesh body. And now you're just the revelation of Christ on the earth. You become the door of heaven. People will come through you to enter into the kingdom. That's how it works. Okay, so if those fruits aren't developed in your life, you're drinking the wrong spirit. So every time you try to find your identity in religion, you've got it wrong. You've missed the whole thing. Religion is a natural realm. Take religion. Do you think they've got religion in heaven? There's no religion in heaven. None. Not one church building in heaven. None. The only thing in heaven is spirit and glory. And I'll read 4:4. Okay, so by every word and every expression of God. And I'll read 4:4 in the Passion Translation because it's really nice. And I like it. Okay, so the Passion Translation, 4:4, Luke 4:4. And he said, Jesus replied, I will not, right? This is because he went into the wilderness. Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tempted by Satan for 40 days. And then he said, if you're really the Son of God, command this stone to turn into a loaf of bread for you, right? And Jesus said, I will not, for it's written in the scriptures, life does not come only from eating bread, but from God. Life flows from every revelation from his mouth, okay, from the mouth of God. It comes down into you, and that is what creates, that's what transforms you. The revelation. You get revelation, and it reveals to you, firstly, who you are, and it reveals to you what the Lord's doing in the earth. And when you see, you know, eyes to see and ears to hear, when you can see what God's doing in the earth, there's no more trying to rob each other or steal from each other or lie to each other. manipulate, control. None of that happens anymore. Because you've been adopted as a son and daughter of God. There's no more orphan spirit. Orphans are always trying to steal and rob and because they don't know who they are. They don't understand. There's no understanding. There's no wisdom. But an adopted son or daughter, they can see, they know, they understand. They can see what God's doing. And all there is constant love. And everyone's walked the same path. So there's no different for anyone else. The devil then, he lifted Jesus high into the sky and he flashed and blah, blah, blah. And Jesus said, look, I'll give you all this if you bow down. I mean, the devil said, I'll give you all this if you bow down and worship me. And Jesus said, no, no, no. And then it goes in Luke 4:14, Jesus armed with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's power. So his power is the Holy Spirit, and that's what arms him, and that's what keeps him, and that's what he wars with, okay? That's what he wars with. That's his protection. It's the Holy Spirit power that protects everybody. Loose. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for it. So we don't live just by bread and food. We can't just live in this natural realm. None of this matters. The only thing that matters is the glory of God. Lord, oh my God, I'm getting a little bit drunk here. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Such a great thing to have the anointing. The anointing is the power of God, you know. And it's the revelation, it's your spirit, one with the Father's spirit, and down through his Holy Spirit into this natural realm, he gets heaven into you. He gets heaven, he gets the revelation, he gets wisdom, understanding, knowledge, power, fear of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord rests upon your shoulders, all because of your oneness with the Lord, with Jesus. Through your believing with Jesus, then the promise comes of the Holy Spirit upon your life, and you get the promise. The promises of God. You walk in these promises of God. All right? It's got nothing to do with anything else but being one with his spirit and hearing and knowing him as his revelation. Hearing the things of God. If you can't hear what he's saying to you, how are you ever going to walk in his ways? How will your character ever develop? How will you ever transform? Right? It's a continual walking only in his spirit. That's okay. God won't be mocked either, you know. He'll never be mocked. I mean, if you're going to mock him and you know, just abuse the generosity of his people, he cuts that down straight away. He'll give people enough chances, but he doesn't allow that stuff to go on. People will just be completely removed and wiped out, and they'll have the fear of the Lord put upon their heads so they can quickly learn who's God and who, you know, and that they're not. That's just his power, and that's how he just moves, you know. Oh, thank you, God, for it. And he only ever wants to give you the glory. It's only about getting the glory to you, because without the glory, there's no life. There is no living. You know, you don't want dead religion, and you certainly don't want to be raising, you know, children in those ways. My God, you want to come out of all those natural systems and those natural identities and just really identify with heaven, identify with the spirit, grow up your spirit strong, be brave and courageous to leave the opinions of man. Don't be dictated to by the enemy, you know, with his distractions. And if he can't get to you, you know, trying to get to you through other things, this is where you have no control, and you're just, you know that your Father's just going to take care of it. That's a continuous believing that and knowing that he just takes care of everything. You don't need to worry about it. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Holy Spirit. Praise you, God. Been a glorious week. Been so busy here, but I like it. We've been giving food out every week, a lot, 3 times or 4 times a week, all over the place, just wherever the Lord leads. And you know, it upsets some people, but we don't people please. We're only doing what the Lord wants to do. It's not doing the Lord's work. It's being a yielded vessel, right, to his spirit. and pouring it, letting his glory go wherever it wants to go and move wherever it wants to move. You know, we don't try to control the spirit. We don't try to bottle it. We don't try to sell it. We don't try to do anything with it except drink it and yield to it. And we're always doing what heaven's doing, like manifested sons and daughters of God do. The living manifestation, or the living expression, it says in John, right? And that's what it just said then in Luke 4:4. You can't just eat bread, but you've got to you only live by every word and expression that comes from the mouth of God. And Jesus is the expression of God, the very expression of God. And there was nothing harsh about Jesus whatsoever. He was very kind and gentle and loving, and he just walked amongst everybody amidst of all the darkness. And he loved them anyway. And he was always constantly forgiving their sin, constantly washing them with himself so that they could just be free from all that darkness that oppresses them and keeps them locked in the natural realm. And when you come around that, you know, you're quickly released out of that natural realm into the things of the spirit. But then what do? Do you go back into the natural realm trying to find it again, or do you stay out of it and walk in the spirit? Because that's what happens, people, you know, you see them, they come around you and they get it, and then they go back off and try and find it elsewhere. And then it's like a vicious cycle for them, because they can't get free and they don't know what's going on. It's because they keep going in back into these systems and the natural things, instead of just walking in the spirit and staying around the things of the spirit, drinking the things of the spirit, staying full on the things of the spirit. And it takes boldness and it takes courageous people to do that type of thing, because it's really pioneering. It's going against the grain. It's going against what the norm does, you know. We don't go and just sit ourselves in buildings. We walk in the spirit, and we literally walk as Jesus walked. And you're pouring heaven everywhere you go, or you're bringing the kingdom everywhere you go, you know. And those who like the kingdom and those who like light and like glory, they'll like you and they'll come around you for that thing. They'll come around you because they like that feeling. But those that don't like it will try to make you dark like them, so they're more comfortable in their darkness, or they won't come around you much anymore because they can't stand the light that you bring. That's the truth. That's how it works. And that's just how the kingdom is, you know. That's why the kingdom's always, it suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. And we take it by force, armed in the power of God, and we're armed in his power. That's our armor, his power. So we might not be able to be wherever the problem is at the moment, but his power is always there. And we connect with the power. So our words are connected with the power that's omniscient and omnipresent. So our words that are powerful and mighty and are spoken into the atmosphere, they're spoken into the glory which has already covered the entire earth. So our words are performed across the entire earth. It doesn't matter whereabouts in the earth you are, your words speaking transform the entire realm, the entire world, because the power is everywhere. Your body's here, but the power is all over the place, all over the entire earth. Your words literally speak into the glory and transform nations from where you are right now in your situation, in your car, in your house, in your bed, in your lounge room. It doesn't matter where you are. Your words, that's why your words need to be renewed by the mind of Christ. You have that renewal of the mind, so you speak the very expression of God, or you speak the words of God, and now you speak living words into the earth, right? Luke 4:4 says you can't live by just natural food. You only become a living being when you have the living God inside of you, who is the living expression. And so those words from the living expression and that expression himself comes through your being. Now your words speak life, right? And now your words speak life into the atmosphere and into other people's lives. So those who aren't carrying the living God are speaking death words. And this is the army and this is the war. Because we're still trying to love, we're trying to transform a world through our powerful word, and his word always overcomes, his word never returns void, and his word is always superior to all other words, right? But our army is growing because this generation is awakening to the revelation of who they are and the power that they carry, and their words are now becoming more aligned with the living expression, and they're taking ground, they're taking territory, and nations are being transformed rapidly now, and people are awakening by the sovereignty of his spirit that's pouring into their hearts and into their souls, and they're awakening to the living God themselves through their own lives. They will look in the mirror and they will see God come out of their eyes, and they will know that it's Jesus himself. They will partner with him as their God, and they will start to speak the living words themselves, and they will partner with heaven, and they will partake in the inheritance for eternity. They will transform these worlds now. These nations will be transformed. There will be no more kingdoms of darkness. The devil has been defeated a long time ago. People are just waking up now to the revelation of the power of their word. And now the living God, through his grace and his sovereignty, is moving in these vessels, even though they don't know who they are, because the people of God are raising up and they're standing in who they are, and they're still speaking against even in the midst of the darkness, and even when everything comes against them to try to shut them down because the darkness can't stand the light of God, they still speak it, and they're transforming nations because of it, and they're taking the brunt of all the pain and of all the darkness and all the war that's come. They've warred and they've armed and they've got the power, and they're sharing that glory with everybody because they're not greedy. And the entire world now will be transformed because of this. And it will be an absolute living light kingdom upon the earth, and everybody will partake in it. They may know him or they might not right now, but they will come to know him as the Lord Jesus, and they will understand that he has saved them even before they asked him into their life. Isn't that amazing? That's the God we serve. A God that died before we even knew we needed him. He came and gave us everything we needed before we even needed it. And later, when we realize what he has done for us, our entire body, our entire life is transformed at the drop of a hat. It's like an instantaneous transformation. It doesn't just happen later on. It's like, bam, you're saved. Bam, there's an instant translating from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. And this army is very large. And it's all over the universe. They're in the heavens and they're on the earth. And they've bound themselves to the living God. And now his word has gone forth and it's taking ground. It's taking territory. And these people are raised up and they are living out of the kingdom of light right now. And everything is changing. It's been turned on its head. Every kingdom of darkness has been turned on its head. And the leaders of the true army are being raised up right now to walk in full power and authority. And their words literally are performed across the other side of the earth. Now that's amazing. That's a miracle. That's the supernatural, and that's the stuff that we worship. That's the Lord that we serve that. That's the kingdom we serve, and that's the kingdom that's going to change the entire world, and everybody gets to be a part of it. And that, my friends, is the end of the healing meal. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you, or I won't see you next week, because I have a fundraiser barbecue to do. So partner with Royal Street Ministries. You're partnering with the glory of God and everything that he's doing for this generation. We're breaking ground. We're really taking territory in this nation. And I love it. I love serving him. It's just I love it, and you will love it too. So royalstreet.com, partner with us. Any donation helps us to continue what we are doing, just to grow. We just want to grow and really see transformation in everybody's lives. And we need your support to do that. Amen. So be blessed, and I will speak to you all next week. God bless you guys.